This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Wow, that was kind of abrupt. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about consumer fatigue.
And how should companies address consumer fatigue? The poll happening, more targeted marketing. Is it less marketing? Is it more humorous marketing? We'll get to the final poll results at the end of this. So, you know, still participate lah.
And now we're going to be, getting a bit jealous, I would think. We're going to be talking about...
I'm intrigued.
About... You are? You are? Well, apparently the number of... billionaires was up by 30% over the last year during this pandemic year.
Yes, so the total number of billionaires exploded over the course of the pandemic, and they individually became extraordinarily, how many adjectives can I put this, extraordinarily wealthier during the last 12 months.
Now, so this is according to a new report from Forbes, which does one of the most complete analyses each spring about the state of the billionaire class across the globe. Now, tracking the net worths of the wealthy is painstaking work that requires sifting through arcane filings, and the end results are not exactly perfect, but the estimates offered by Forbes represents one of the best stabs at covering the scale of income inequality in the world. And while it's easy to lose track of the numbers, easy to lose track of the number of zeros as well, or to see the figures as old news, billionaires continue to be billionaires. The scale matters for anyone who wants to get a grasp on how much of a problem wealth inequality truly is.
So we know the world is now home to 2,755 billionaires, a world record, and a startling 30% increase from Forbes accounting last year of the world's uber rich.
Yeah, and 86% of those billionaires are actually richer than they were a year ago.
So the list does paint an exaggerated picture of some of the pandemic gains, because it compares today's net worths to Forbes' last analysis in mid-March 2020, when the market had yet to recover from the early pandemic-inspired sell-off.
Yes. Now, the pandemic has reinvigorated the debate over inequality, you know, with nations like Argentina adopting a wealth tax and other similar proposals gaining a foothold in the US, right? Now, in the US, many Americans have more personal income and savings than they had before the pandemic, thanks in part to unprecedented government stimulus measures. But at the same time, demand for food pantries smashed records and the economy shed about 10 million jobs. And don't forget, billionaire philanthropists have played center stage in America's recovery during this time.
Yeah. Perhaps no statistic better encapsulates the scale of the inequality than that Mackenzie Scott, the former wife of Jeff Bezos and one of the wealthiest people in the world. She probably gave more money away directly to nonprofits in 2020 than any person has in a single year ever before. Yet because of Amazon's surging stock price, she actually ended the year richer, Forbes reports.
When you give, you get back.
Yeah, you know, good for you, Mackenzie.
Yeah, and speaking of tech billionaires, Forbes finds that the tech set like Mackenzie Scott fared pretty well, particularly well. Six of the world's 10 richest people made their money in tech, and the total assets controlled by all tech billionaires globally measures $2.5 trillion, far more than any other industry. Now, neither of those figures includes Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk, who is classified by Forbes in the automotive industry. But of course, he has helped push Tesla to become the second. He has helped push Tesla's shares, and he's also now the second richest person in the world.
Right.
Imagine if there was like a dating app with just these 2,755 billionaires. Imagine the money in that, right?
You know, I like the story of Mackenzie Scott, right? So when we look at this and we talk about wealth tax and all that, and something I'm sure is discussed, that when people are wealthy, I admire them. I mean, hopefully you use that money and do good, right, with that, right? And it's to encourage entrepreneurship, to encourage innovation. And, you know, hopefully more rich people do more good things like Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah. No, but really last year the philanthropists really came into the mix, and they really helped the economy in the US. And let's hope that continues to happen this year as well. Things have not really recovered.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know, right, from these figures, because it's very American centric, whether, you know, what were the figures like in Asia?
Just specifically for Asia. Maybe we can pull that out.
From 2,700 you know, billionaires, how many percent of that were Asians?
Yes.
Or this, oh, just the spread across the globe.
Okay, let's try and look that up. We'll try and get that for you tomorrow if that's possible.
For me.
Of course, we're asking you on the show today,
How should companies address consumer fatigue? Leading at more humorous marketing at 38.8%, more targeted marketing at 30%, less marketing at 25%.
Yes, and let's just look at the responses that we have on Instagram. We've got Wang Sheng, who just says, LOL. So I guess he's voting for more humorous marketing. I think a good way to always, to be able to laugh at yourself, laugh at your own brand. So maybe that's where Wang Sheng is coming from.
We've got one WhatsApp here from Nini. She says, companies can give more freebies upon additional purchases. How about that?
Okay. This is like echoing anytime from yesterday's discounts and promotions, please. We also have another response here from Josh, who says, start targeting richer people. Now that we have the Forbes list, I guess that's where he got that idea from. And PDX, let's just end the show with a comment from PDX3156, who says, don't make things difficult for consumers and have a responsive feedback structure. Yeah, that helps as well. Because if you are mentally fatigued, if you're done with this and you have to deal with customer service, at least make that process simpler for the consumer. That helps a lot. I understand that. Thank you so much for all your messages. Of course, our top story today was about consumer fatigue and, you know, how companies should try and help us during this time and not overmarket to us during this time. We also did that story about how major tech companies have set their net zero goals. And finally,
billionaires, 30% more around the world.
Over the pandemic. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find the podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow. And we have an interesting show for you again. I will not tease that just yet. We're trying to confirm a guest for that at the moment. But don't go anywhere. After the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the grill this morning was Touch and Go Group CEO Effendi Shahul Hamid. So stay tuned for that happening after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. To take us out of the show, we now have Stereophonics with Local Boy in the Photograph. Catch you again tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.